Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with the prettiest woman in the entire world who's currently mocking what I'm saying, my mother, Gwen Ballinger. Say hello, Mommy.
Hello, Mommy.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm just living my life.
Yeah.
So this episode is brought to you by National Poultry Day, which is the day we released this, Monday. So I just wanted to say congratulations on chickens, Mother.
Yay, chickens!
Are you going to get them a present for National Poultry Day?
They will get extra mealworms.
So they do get a treat.
Yes, they do.
All right, so it is March 19th, and we're just going to go over some news. Are you ready, Mom?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first thing, Snapchat is back in business. Not back in the business. They're actually lower in the business because Rihanna, the musical genius, got mad at them because she was on there.
Well, they were not nice.
You saw what happened.
I heard what happened.
You heard. Who'd you hear it from?
I don't know. Something I was reading.
Oh, so you read. Okay, I read as well. Yeah, so she was on there and she saw a Would You Rather ad. Would you rather slap her or punch Chris Brown? Which was not okay.
Not okay.
And so she tweeted. And she didn't tweet. I think she did she released something that basically shamed them because they should be shamed.
Yes.
And after that, whether it was because of just that or just all things in the world, their stock dropped another 4%, which is $800 million.
I think it's up to a billion now.
It's really?
I think so.
Okay. So when I looked it up, it was that. So she, because Kylie Jenner's tweet wasn't necessarily why the stock dropped that one time. There was a bunch of things. Probably did have a little influence, but so this could be coincidence as well, but also that app is just tanking.
And you know, I'm not seeing as many people post on Snapchat.
That's because you can't see their posts when they do post.
And you know, when I'm trying to post on Snapchat, it will not pick up my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
When I post, it just takes forever for people to see it. It takes like till the next day before people start even seeing it.
Snapchat? I know you're listening. Get on this.
You better be listening, Snapchat, or I'm thoroughly just disappointed in you. Okay. So, yeah. That was... And the reason it happens, they just like, they don't look through every ad that's posted.
Mm-hmm.
Which could definitely... That just...
Shouldn't somebody on their team...
Someone should be looking. Someone should be looking.
Checking balance there.
You'd think someone would look. They didn't, though. By the way, we talked about the Mario GPS from the last...
Yes, I saw that.
I tried it.
Ooh!
It wasn't everything I had hoped and dreamed of.
I'm sorry.
It was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tiny little... You can see it's the question mark. You know those little things... That you jump
boxes,
and jump. Yeah, it's
and
a little.
Coins come out of the mushroom.
Yeah.
Or
it's one of those. And when you hit it, you turn into Mario on his thing and he makes a woohoo noise, his Mario noise. And then when you get to your destination, it does make like a you did it noise.
Well, that's
but
cute.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it. I mean, it is fantastic. It is great. I love it. I'm glad they did it. It's funny. I don't know how long they're keeping it for.
But you know what? There's updates all the time.
Yes.
So maybe they'll add.
The same time I was trying that, I realized they did an update where I was turning and it said turn left after Wendy's. And I looked and there was a Wendy's.
Oh, that's kind of scary. Someone's
so they're
right
giving
there.
You landmarkers, which I think is kind of nice.
Yes, it is.
Because sometimes I don't read the street signs or whatever, and I can clearly see, like, a KFC, a McDonald's,
exactly.
A Walgreens. So I think that's a pretty cool
Target.
Update. Target. You don't have any of those around here.
No. Well, we're getting one.
Oh.
A teeny tiny one.
It's not a real Target. You're not getting a Target.
I know.
Stop getting excited for your non-Target Target. Okay. Have you seen... I was surprised you'd see the Rihanna thing. Have you seen the SpongeBob meme that's going around right now, which is the Krusty Krab versus the Chum Bucket? Have you seen this?
I saw something about it, because person sent tweeted something words using them
right,
stringing
what
them together
we should do so I'm guessing you know, my dog is at the back door wanting to play with us. Sorry about that, guys. So you saw it on Twitter, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Okay, so what it is it's everyone loves, oh, my dog is being a butthead. Oh my goodness, if you guys didn't know, I have a dog. His name is Blaze, and my mom is currently wagging her finger at him because he knows what that means.
Hey, Grandma's finger is very powerful.
Oh, that's a weird sentence.
Rachel?
I'm getting the finger whack. Anyway, this meme. It's the Krusty Krab versus the Chum Bucket. If you haven't seen it, you clearly don't go on Twitter. But everyone's saying whatever's the Krusty Krab is better, and whatever's the Chum Bucket is not as good.
I didn't know what it was all about. I just saw that they were bringing up SpongeBob stuff, and I didn't have my glasses on at the time, so I couldn't read what it was. I just go, oh, SpongeBob stuff.
Yeah, okay. So what it is, it's, if you've seen SpongeBob,
yes.
Krusty Krab is this amazing food joint, okay? And then the Chum Bucket is run by this evil man.
With the long
the plankton.
Yeah.
No, that's Squidward.
Oh, Squidward. Oh.
You clearly haven't watched SpongeBob.
Not in a long time.
I love SpongeBob. No, Chum Bucket is run by this plankton, and he's always trying to steal the Krusty Krab formula.
Oh.
Because his business isn't as good.
Okay.
So people are putting, like, they put Spotify on the Krusty Krab and iTunes on the Chum Bucket. So you're putting the symbols on what they think is better or worse. And I first saw the meme, and I went, huh, okay. I get it. We're doing this. And then as it kept going, I'm like, for some reason, I don't like this meme. Mm. It's making me angry. And I think I was like, why are we comparing so many things? Why can't people just like what they want to like? Why do we have to compare? Why do we have to put one down? It's like, you know, me doing this hoo-hoo on a soapbox thing. And then it happened. And I realized why I hated it, because I knew someone would take it too far.
Uh-oh.
And I saw people comparing races to each other.
No.
Latina girls versus black girls. And
that's
I was like,
good.
I knew this was a bad meme. I knew it from
not
the beginning.
Good.
Cause you just let people love.
Just don't do that.
Just don't do that. People took it too far. I've seen a few ones that I'm like, ha 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 ha. Right. But overall, I think it's a meme comparing one thing from another. Mm. It's just like, let people live.
Yeah.
Let them live and love.
Differences of opinions. It's okay. What you like.
I know. All right. So, do you know what March Madness is?
It has to do with basketball.
Yes. I do not care about March Madness at all.
Okay.
It's college basketball. It's their finals, basically. So, it's all within... The finals go crazy in March Madness and someone wins.
So, it's not Lakers stuff.
No, it's college stuff. I don't like college sports. It's cool if you do. That's fine. I personally don't.
Because we're not doing a Chum Bucket.
No, we're not doing Chum Bucket versus Krusty Krab here. We're just, whatever you like is fine. That's fine. I prefer eating at one place versus the other. So I've never cared about it, but my boyfriend Matt was very excited about it because he thought I would be excited about it because the last place team, so they're in the finals.
Okay.
So the team that's the worst in the finals was up against the team that's the best.
Ooh, ouch.
And the team that's the worst, they're called the Retrievers. They're the University of Maryland, Baltimore County or something. But their mascot or whatever, they're the Retrievers. So they beat the number one seed. The last
they
seed.
Did not.
And because of that, people were tweeting pictures of Golden Retrievers everywhere. And so it's the only reason I care about March Madness. And Matt was very excited for me. He's like, have you been on Twitter today?
I was like,
yes. And he's like, did you see? I was like, see what, babe? I see a lot of things on Twitter. He's like, all the dogs, all the Golden Retrievers. So he was very excited about that. So I thought I'd talk about that. That's lovely. But yeah, it was impressive that the last seed beat the first seed and just destroyed everyone's brackets for that month. So
who was the other team?
I don't know. I didn't look at
what their mascot was.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't the Golden Retrievers.
Wasn't.
So everyone was posting pictures of Air Bud, which I thought was funny. I want to watch that movie again. Is Air Bud good?
You probably watched it in my passing. I was probably cleaning the house or something while you guys watched it.
I think Trent
it.
Was into it.
Yeah, Trent was. Dogs.
Dogs, yes.
Dalmatians.
Yeah, Trent was more into dogs than I was as a kid.
He loves dogs.
And now I'm the most dog-obsessed one in the family.
Exactly.
Oh, she's coughing, guys. She's coughing. By the way, my mom today, I forgot to tell you what's on her tray. On the tray, on her towel, because she sits down a towel so it doesn't make noise, is Altoids not in the can, just set out. Her inhaler undone, so
caps
she can
off.
Just, the caps off, the glasses, the phone, and a post-it note of the jokes she's going to say later.
Oh, no, the jokes are on my phone.
Oh, the jokes are on your phone.
This is off topic. You don't even know what I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Is it part of the news section or like
it's
the game
tidbits
section?
After.
All
it's
right.
It's not a game. It's not even the words I'm going to ask if you know.
I'm very I don't know what. Curious, I guess.
Well, let me know when you want to know.
I want to know now, but let's do this. Let's do this next one Alrighty. First. The next thing in the news category of today. Mm-hmm. It's not really internet related, but it was, okay. I saw it on the internet, so it is. There's a museum in LA that is filled with failed objects, like marketing products that have failed.
Really?
Yeah, so things like Crystal Pepsi.
Okay.
Remember the clear Pepsi?
I do remember.
Google Glasses.
Oh, what happened to those?
They're in the museum of failure. There's orange juice cereal. Kellogg's came out with an orange juice cereal. It's like balls of oranges.
And you put it in milk?
That's why it's a failure, Mom.
Mix orange juice and milk.
Where? Well, there's Apple Jacks. They're like, let's do orange things, you know?
Completely different.
So there's a bunch of different flavors of Oreos that have failed.
Snapchat will be in there next year.
Oh, snap! They'll have a whole wing. And then another thing I saw that was in there was Bic for her. You know, they made pens for women?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Were they pink?
They were pink and purple
for
women. That's the only thing that was different. But they were for her, because apparently our genders need separate pens. But I'm glad it's in the Museum of Failure.
Maybe they want it heavy or something. I don't know.
We are delicate little beings.
Goodness gracious.
But yeah, the guy who created this said he was so sick of success stories being crammed down our throats that he was like, things fail, guys. There's Apple stuff that's in there. There's huge companies all have something, some product of some sort.
I could contribute all kinds of things of my failures.
What do you say? Yeah. So I really want to go. So I'm hoping you'll go with me.
I will.
And then we can report back on how amazing it is.
Let's do it.
Because I think it's funny. Yeah. I think it's also a blast from the past. Being like, oh yeah, what happened to that? What happened to this?
I wonder if we'll see something and go, yeah, oh, I wish they still had that.
I'm sure there will be. But for some reason it failed. Like, it was probably just too expensive or someone choked on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Can I know what your things are? Because we're done with news.
Actually, this is amazing news.
It's amazing news.
Oh, hi, Pixie Tangerine.
Oh my God.
Are in season. Yes. And I'm sending you home with some.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, my mom's Twitter handle is Pixie Tangerine.
Because I'm obsessed with them.
They are they're like cuties, but better.
Don't even compare.
Okay.
No chum buckets,
Krusty Krab business.
But if there was...
they're only in season, like, 2 months out of the year?
Something like that.
They're these seedless little... gold
Sweet
balls
of
they're,
sugarness.
They're tangerines.
Yes, tangerines.
Yeah, but they are truly delicious.
They're so good.
So I'm glad they're in season for you, Mom.
Yes.
Okay.
The other bit of news I want to say.
Guys, you don't understand how excited she... Do I have my vlog? I do have my vlog camera. Just go for it, Mom. What do you want to say?
The Eagles have hatched
What?
The Channel Islands.
Oh! Eagles. Okay.
So there's these tiny little eagles, and you can watch them. So go to explore.org. It's not sponsored.
But if you want to sponsor us, you're totally allowed to.
No, there are places that's into, you get to learn about places you'd never see before, or Rachel, she's vlogging me, and it's making me very uncomfortable.
I'll put the vlog camera down. You're so used to me vlogging, I thought it'd be fine.
So go to explore.org and check out the Sauces Canyon Channel Islands Nest, and there's
that's
nests all over. But these are three little
So exits. this website my mom goes on, and you can basically watch
bears,
all animals in the
dogs,
wild, in helping communities where they like
rehab them.
That's what they're called.
Yeah.
So it's a place that loves animals, and they just video them.
Yeah.
Either getting healthy or just in their natural habitat.
And they don't bother them. It's just you get to watch it.
Yeah. So last year, this is not internet related, but I guess it is because it's a website that is showing you animals. Last year, the eagles did not do good with their eggs.
Our eagles. In other places did great. Our eagles, just one nest. Every time she laid an egg, it would break within like 5 minutes or 20 minutes.
And this year.
And she had eight. She laid eight different times and they... just didn't make
it. But this year, her eggs are healthy.
This year, they are amazing.
Okay. So.
And I'm very excited.
I'm excited for that.
Explore.org. People, go check it out.
It's a fun place. I have seen it. My mom does spend a lot of time on there.
While you're eating your Pixie Tangerines from Ohio.
I loved your bit of news today. Thank you
for
that, Mom. All right. So today is National Poultry Day, but it's also Let's Laugh Day. Guys, if you just go on the internet and say holidays of today, there's like 10 holidays every day of the year. And They're really weird. And today is Let's Laugh Day. So I decided there's two ways we're going to laugh. I'm going to make my mom laugh one way by doing this weird thing that me and my best friend from college used to do. Wintling and I used to do this. I have to step away from the mic because it's going to get loud. So this actually might make you cough. But when were bored, when we were bored, we had nothing to do. It was college. You're like, if it's not finals time, you're not that busy. Right. Unless you're doing a sport or something, but we didn't do that. You're bored. So we would just look at each other, take a deep breath, and do this. And then you just
I wish you could see her.
Hold on, I'll do it again and I'll vlog myself, all right? Ready? Okay, now you gotta try and do it.
I took off my inhaler.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Wait, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. You breathe in.
Breathe in.
And then you let it out really hard and deep until it turns into a laugh.
That close?
That was amazing. You guys need to see. My dog was freaking out at the door when that happened. You guys need to watch my vlog. Not for my own promo, but just to see my mom's face. All right. Well, my mom gets my dog off the screen door. We're gonna move on to how my mom's gonna make me laugh, which is the more traditional way, with some jokes. I told her she needed to look up some jokes, and she was laughing at herself hysterically as she read them.
Well, not at myself, but at them.
You're laughing with yourself.
Knock, knock.
Oh, it's a knock, knock. All right, who's there?
Ken.
Ken who?
Can I come in? See, it was so simple, I thought it was funny. Knock, knock.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Start again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
No. Oops, I messed up.
You're supposed to say knock, knock, and then you're supposed to say oops, I did it again.
Oh, you nailed that one.
You know, it made it funnier that you couldn't get it right.
I wrote it down wrong.
Okay.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know why.
Because he never lands.
Neverland, I get it.
Cute, huh?
Those are cute. All right. Those actually made me laugh. Good job, Mom.
You're welcome.
Good job. I hope you guys laughed as well. Seriously, do that laughing thing, though, where you just let out. It's the weirdest thing in the world. And when you do it with a friend, your faces look weird. You just laugh. All right, Mom, we're going to play Ready to Feel Old Yet. Mm-hmm. Hulu.
Yes,
the Hulu. Streaming website.
Love it.
Was launched 10 years ago. March 12th, 2018. It is 10 years old.
Okay.
I feel like that is 5 years old.
Exactly.
That's a long...
10 years.
10 years. Well, I was still in high school.
Hear about it.
I guess. I mean, we did, like, our cable.
Yeah, we did cable TV and thought that was
it.
And now it's hardly cable and mostly...
I don't even have cable.
Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it made me feel old because I was in high school when it launched. And it seems...
Yeah. You were just in high school, though.
I was on the verge... I was a junior.
No, I mean, it feels like you were just in
high school. No, I went through college.
I know, but...
4 years of it.
As a mom, it feels like...
Oh, no, no.
You were just...
It's been a long time since I was in college, too. It's been 6 years? It's seven? Six? I don't know. All right. Now, it's time to play Words to Define.
All right.
Did you come up with any for me?
A couple, excuse me.
Ooh,
yes, a couple.
Okay, I didn't think you would. All right, Mom, your troll, your word, wow, I just said it. Your word for today is troll.
When you troll somebody, you're trolling them. You're looking at what they do? Is it like stalking? Troll, no. Oh, that person's a troll. Are we saying a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
Well, I'm asking you what the definition is.
Man, I'm just out to lunch today.
Same.
Trolling. Trolling. I think it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
Okay, and it's on the internet. Just tell me.
A troll is when you're being an a-hole on the internet just to piss people off.
Oh.
Just you're starting fights on the internet just for your own amusement. It's usually they have a really sad life and they're just
chum bucket.
They're just being bullies on the internet.
That's
and
not
they're
nice.
They're starting fights even if they don't believe what they're saying. They say it just to make people sad or angry, and they're a troll.
That's not a good thing to be.
No. You've used the word troll.
I have.
You know the right term.
Yes.
You know when to say it. You just don't quite know what it means.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of words. You know the saying, not to mention, and then you mention it? Mm-hmm. I don't understand this saying. I say it. I say it all the time. I don't understand it. Because you're about to mention it.
Yeah, it's along the same lines of, like, no offense. Or I probably shouldn't tell you this, but...
Yeah, but it's like, not to mention, but here I'm gonna mention. Oh, it gets me mad. All right, Mom, your next thing to define is ASMR.
SMR.
ASMR. It's not a word. It stands for something.
ASMR.
Yes.
I don't know what they... Sitting Mother Reads.
I don't know what it stands for, but you just know what it...
No!
I forgot to look up what it stands for.
ASMR. I do not know.
It's a thing that's been happening on the internet. It's people will do videos where it's like... It's supposed to soothe somebody, but it's certain noises that I hate.
Oh.
So it's gentle whispering.
Oh, you hate that.
Relaxing hand movements, which I don't hate, but that's just weird. Smacking of the lips.
Can't stand that.
Nail tapping or scratching on hard surfaces and brushing sounds. All these sounds that I despise, other people find soothing, but this was found through people who were doing YouTube videos of these girls just whispering, but it was clearly a fetish thing.
Oh,
but everyone's like, it's ASMR, it's soothing, it helps people sleep. And then people just started making fun of it. I never even looked at it, because I know...
You ripped your computer apart.
It's the opposite of soothing to me, or a fetish. So, ASMR, so when people do, like, whispers or something, or a noise, like slime gushing, they say it's ASMR, and it's kind of like a thing on the internet now.
Never heard of it.
All right, Mom, your next thing. What does it mean when someone says, show me the receipts?
Oh, prove it.
Hold on, my dog's jumping. Blaze.
Prove it?
Yeah, show me the receipts.
Yeah, show me the receipts. Prove it.
Yeah, do you know why they say that?
No.
That's basically the same. It's saying, yeah, like, show me where I said it. Show me the receipts, like, show me the DMs, the texts.
Got it.
My dog is just being, he's being a troll, really. That's what my dog is being. All right, so you have one more word.
Okay.
And it's got multiple meanings. So what does it mean when someone says wig?
Wigging out. You are wigging out, man. Spazzing out.
It's just like, oh, my weave, my wig.
Oh, your hair?
It's just...
Oh. Am I close?
It's saying...
Wigging out is something we used to say.
Yeah, but it's when someone does something like amazing, like your weave is snatched, your wig is gone, your wig flew... It's your...
What if you don't wear one?
You don't have to wear...
Oh, okay.
It's just an expression, like, when Colleen posts, like, a beautiful picture, but we'll say sexy. When Colleen posts it, it's like, oh, my wig! Like, I was taken aback. It's like clutching your pearls, kind of. You know when you clutch your pearls? That's when your wig would leave your head.
If I had pearls.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
Ricky Dillon says it a lot. So that's why I actually saw him say wig, and I was like, I wonder if my mom knows what that means.
No.
It just means, like, you're shocked and amazed and awe.
Okay.
Your wig is... It just blew you away that your wig left your head.
Okay.
Okay.
Wigging out was spazzing out in my day. Speaking of my day.
It's the same thing. Oh, we've got some terms. My mom's got some words to define people.
Stop dipping in my Kool-Aid.
Stop dipping in my Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid was a big thing back then.
The drink.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Kool-Aid. I was just making sure you weren't saying something else.
Is there some other kind of Kool-Aid?
I don't know. Drinking someone's poison, drinking their Kool-Aid.
Oh.
You know when that like crazy person made a cult and they made everyone kill themselves by drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yes.
So don't drink someone else's Kool-Aid.
Ah.
All right.
Okay, but it means what?
Don't dip in my Kool-Aid.
Stop dipping in my Kool-Aid.
Stop dipping in my Kool-Aid. Stop. So you don't want someone to do something.
Right.
You don't want them to take things from you.
No.
No. What does it mean?
It means stay out of my business.
Stay out of my business.
You're dipping into my Kool-Aid. We used to dip our fingers in Kool-Aids. Like, oh, you guys had a candy
packs.
Like that? Yeah, but ours was the actual Kool-Aid packs.
Well, there's Kool-Aid packs still in existence.
Yeah, still sort of something
so
like that.
So you didn't want someone in your business, you told them to stop dipping in your Kool-Aid.
Stop dipping. You probably know this one. The word skinny.
Okay.
A lot of the terms that we used, you guys still use today, but.
Okay, skinny.
Skinny.
You're thin.
No. As in, give me the skinny.
Oh, give me the tea.
Yeah.
What's the tea? What's the skin? What's the skinny? Okay. All right. I feel it.
And no, that was all it.
That was all.
The rest is just stuff that was big in my day.
Like what?
When I was about 13 or.
Give me a word.
Like lava lamps. See, you know all these things. Bell bottoms.
Oh, these are just objects.
You call people a space cadet.
Why?
Because they were acting just so silly. So, ugh, space cadet.
Like their heads in the clouds?
Just silly.
A space cadet.
A space cadet.
Do you know space cadets are very well-trained, knowledgeable people?
See
like
how far we've
from
come?
NASA.
Yes.
Were you making fun of them because you were jealous?
Catch you on the flip side.
Okay, yeah, let me see you later.
And we'd say we're going to boogie down.
Wait, as in like dance or hang out? Like Netflix and chill?
Boogie down, yeah.
Okay. And you know what Netflix and chill is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And psych.
Wait, do you know what Netflix and chill is?
You watch Netflix and you chill out.
It means that you're going to, like, turn on Netflix when you're actually going to have sex.
Rachel!
What? When a guy, if a guy invites you over to Netflix and chill, don't go, Mom.
No, because I'm married.
Yes, but it's not just Netflix and chilling out. It's Netflix on in the background while things happen.
So many different things.
I know.
Okay, psych.
Psych, yeah.
We say that all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool beans.
You know, only you say that, Mom.
Really? Oh, well, it's from my past.
I say cool beans when I'm being, like, kind of lame.
And if you call somebody a fox?
They're sexy.
Well, we didn't say that. We thought they were cute.
Really? Like foxy?
Foxy, yeah.
You know, foxy's he's sexy.
Fox. Well, you'd say, ooh, what a fox.
Yeah, that means sexy, not cute.
See, you guys still use my words.
Well, I was raised with you. You still say those words.
I do.
All right, so it's time to move over to the Q&A section of life. So I have to burp.
Oh, child. I guess you are in home.
I'm home, so I'm allowed to burp. We weren't allowed to burp in public or fart in public, but when we're on our own home, it was fair game. Or in the car.
And if we didn't have company. I feel like we
It depended on the company. If it was like our cousins, it didn't matter.
True.
But if it was, I don't know, we didn't really have company that weren't just, like, our friends.
True.
I don't know who you expected
but
to come over.
But you didn't have to do that once you went outside.
Yeah, who did you think, who comes over to houses besides just, like, your friends?
Nobody, I guess.
Yeah, so, I don't know what this company business is. All right, time for the Q&A section. Christopher wants to know your favorite website for pop culture news. Now, I personally just go on Twitter and go to Moments and look at the news from there.
Same.
That's what you do? Is that your favorite?
Is that the only way?
Apparently there are actual like news sites that are for pop culture, I guess.
Oh.
But I don't go to those. I go to the tweets that are from those.
Oh, okay.
And if I do want to look more into it, I'll click on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter's my favorite.
Yeah, I'll look at Twitter, and then if I want to get more in depth, I'll Google it.
Yeah. Oh, my dog is just being a little punk today. Ah, he does not deserve this. All right, so Seattle Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
So she said this, and I didn't know if this was true, so it's more of a question of me asking you.
Okay.
She says, what even is red velvet cake? Like, it's chocolate dyed red. Is that true? Is it chocolate dyed red, or is it an actual flavor?
We might have to ask Stephanie this.
You don't
That's
know?
Her favorite. No, I think it tastes a little drier than, like, deviled food cake or something. But I do not know the answer.
Because I thought it was, like, because if it's just chocolate dyed red, my mom just gave me a look, slowly, seductively put on her reading glasses and picked up her phone to Google this. But to me, red velvet anything was always, it's a flavor. And it's like maybe a way of making it so it's more velvety and smooth.
I can tell you what
Mr. Google she Googled says. It. Mr. Google. Wait, Google's a woman.
Mrs. Google. Ms. Google.
Ms.
Let's just say Google.
Okay, no gender.
A rich cocoa-flavored cake with a distinctive reddish color.
So it's a chocolate cake with that's dyed. So Seattle Sophie was right.
I think so.
Is it what? How is that a flavor then?
It's traditionally a red-brown, or mahogany-colored chocolate layered cake, layered with white cream cheese or ermine frosting icing. Interesting.
I'm so confused. I'm going to have to ask Stephanie about that, too, because that doesn't even make sense. It's just chocolate. Dyed a different color.
Maybe she likes red. She wants to eat red things.
Hey, to each her own. No Chum Bucket versus Krusty Krab here. All right, Katie wants to know if I'm doing a P.O. Box opening video again for my birthday. Every year, if you guys didn't know, I do YouTube, and every year around my birthday, some lovely humans send me some presents, and I usually open them on camera as a say a thank you, like, oh, I got it, thank you, you can see my reaction. I guess that's why people give people presents. I don't know. I don't like when people open presents in front of me.
No?
I'm like, I don't want to see, if you don't like it, I don't want to see it.
But if they're taught properly... You appreciate everything.
Oh, yeah. You taught me to appreciate everything. I'm fine with opening presents in front of people. I know how to act. But, yes, I will be doing another one. My mom and I just talked about that today when I walked in. It was, like, one of the first things she said to me. Because she picks up all my stuff from a P.O. box for me. And she was like, do you want me to open these and organize them for you? I was like, no, don't touch them. I want to open them myself. She organizes stuff for us. All right. You're going to be on tour with Colleen, so you can't.
No, but I will... get them all before.
What am I supposed to do this video with Dad? I always do the video with my mom.
You could do it when we get back. You've done it.
I could do it. I could get back
like the 9th.
That is only 4 days after my birthday.
And then if there's anything that I didn't get before I left from the P.O. box, we can pick it up then and
all right. All right, I'll wait for you because doing it with Dad would not be the same. And he doesn't organize the way you do. You have skills, Mother. You have skills. Okay. Maddie says, if you could delete any social media, what would it be?
Dead air.
She was in strong thinking death. I was just staring. I could have spoken. I was just staring at how intensely you were thinking.
How about what would I miss the least? Probably Snapchat, because no one puts on Snapchat anymore.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I don't have Facebook on my phone. If there was, I'd delete that because I don't like Facebook phone. I love Facebook on the computer, but I don't do it on my phone. So right now I have, it's Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's basically what's on my phone. I have YouTube.
But see,
I don't use the YouTube app, but I use YouTube on the
things. What are those? Is Vine gone?
Vine's dead.
Is there another one?
Vine 2 is coming out. There's Musical.ly. I don't have that on my.
I don't have.
Is it music.ly or Musical.ly? Because There's a dot.
There's a dot, isn't there?
Yeah. Is it music.ly or is it Musical.ly?
I've only heard people say Musical.ly.
Same, but I said it once and someone made fun of me, and I was like, maybe they're just being a troll.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you say a tool or
a troll?
Oh, okay.
Tool something else. But yeah, I think what's on my phone right now, if I were to delete one of the social medias, and we're not going to use YouTube as a social media.
Okay.
Because that's a different entity. Oh my gosh, the thing is, my dog is obsessed with my mom. If I say we're going to grandma's, he freaks out. And he has a clear sight line of her right now, and he can't get to her, and it's stressing him out. But if I were to delete, I think I'd delete Snapchat as well. Just because I can't, no one sees my things, and I can't see anybody else's.
I went to post the other day, and I couldn't post it. It would not pick up audio.
That's so weird.
Remember you checked it like 6 months ago, and it didn't work.
Maybe you have to delete it and then re-download it.
I don't know my password.
That is the thing.
Yep.
I don't know my passwords to anything.
Right?
It's the worst. So I have to sign, if I get a new phone or a new laptop or something, I'm like, I have to figure out all this stuff. Yes. It's the worst. All right. It's actually the last question. It's kind of a short podcast today. But the last question here is, Emma wants to know, Gwen.
Uh-oh.
What do you do with all that sea glass? If you didn't know, my mom loves going to the beach and collecting sea glass. It's her favorite thing in the world. It's relaxing. It's soothing. She does it at any beach she's at. She did it in Hawaii. Did you find it any in Hawaii?
Yes, I did.
You found
it? See the little jar over there that they can't see, but you can?
Oh, I do see that.
That is from that little turtle beach that we went to. That's shells, sand, and sea glass.
Did I go with you to a turtle beach?
From the turtle beach. The last day we got hot dogs.
What?
Were you there?
No, I left early.
Okay.
I was like, what are you talking about? I did leave early.
Because
it was like a 13-day trip and I needed to be home. Okay. So what do you do with all your sea glass?
Well, you collect it and you kind of wash it and then you sort
My mom has a rock polisher.
Yes. But I don't put the glass in the rock polisher unless...
Wait, do you collect rocks?
I do collect some rocks.
I did not know you collect. I thought it was just sea glass. I thought you were using the sea glass in the rock polishers.
No. Now, if I find a bottle that's a really odd color, I will break it up and put it in the
rock polisher. You just find beer bottles and smash them up and pretend it's sea glass?
Well, they're usually not beer, but yeah, there's some.
Does it have to be from the beach? Like if you find it on the beach or just anywhere in the world?
Thing, and I never say that my words.
I was understanding.
The glass that I polish myself, I never say that sea glass because it's not. Sea glass is glass that's on the ocean.
So you aren't false advertising here.
No, I will not. But you save it all anyway, and then you can either put it in little necklaces, the small pieces, or you can drill holes in it, which I have not gotten a Dremel drill yet, to make necklaces.
Okay.
You could just do all kinds of pretty things.
So you just have them saved for a day in which you do something?
Yes.
She gave me a look. What did you think I was going to say? You know you get those looks from your mom, and you're like, I'm about to say something wrong. I need to divert to something else. I always got those at family dinners. I'd start talking about something. I'd get a look and be like, and that's not at all what I meant. I'm going to change the subject now. We all do those looks. We all have those looks. I do them with my friends. I do it with everybody. I hate when I'm with a friend that's kind of, even if they're just spacey. They're like a kind of a spacey friend.
Space cadet.
But that means something different, apparently.
Okay.
But they'll start talking about, I'll give them a look, and they'll go, what? In front of everyone? And I'm like, you numbnut.
It's usually like you're doing the cut thing with your...
Yeah, like, it's like usually a wide-eyed, like, stressed, like, hey, you were not supposed to know that information.
Right.
Or they're not supposed to, and they just keep talking. I'm like, come on. Did no one teach you social cues?
Maybe not.
Social cues are pretty easy to pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, well, that's all the questions we have for today. If you guys would like to ask questions, you could tweet them at podcastATI. And every Sunday or right before we're supposed to film, I ask you guys what your questions are, just in case you forgot. So go ahead and follow that if you'd like to participate. And you can also tweet us throughout the week any news stories or just fun little internet things you'd like us to cover. Do you have anything else to say today, Mom?
Don't forget to go to explore.org.
Wait, Mom, you're weirdly rubbing your legs as you say that.
Rachel.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna look?
You didn't
I'm giving you one right now. I'm rubbing my thigh.
Why?
I don't know. My outer thigh. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. I think I've embarrassed my mother fully this podcast. Sorry, my dog was annoying. He just wanted to join in and said he loves you. He's used to being the center of attention in all my videos. So I think he felt a little left out. But we love you. And remember to keep watching and not watching, listening. I'm so used to YouTube. Mom, would you like to say our outro that you created?
We'll see you next time. On all things internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.